Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm glad you found time in your schedule to join me. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message I've entitled, Taking the Kingdom by Force. And I wanted to share some teaching and to present two objectives, if you will, not only to share an understanding of these passages of Scripture, but to encourage you to trust the Holy Spirit to open up the Word of God to you as you read it. The Word of God, many times, is multi-layered, and there can be many different significant and personal messages to us as we are earnestly and lovingly seeking the Lord. And so we've been looking at two verses, one found in the Gospel of Luke, and we're also now going to be looking at one in Matthew's Gospel. We were looking at Luke 16 and 16. The King James Version says, these are the words of Jesus, and the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Now, there are two dispensations, if you will. There was the time of the Old Covenant, which God established with His people Israel. And then when Jesus came, the New Covenant was ushered in. Actually, that came with the baptism of John the Baptist. It says very specifically, and I'm going to take just a moment to read that, and from, this is Matthew 11 and 12 and 13, and from, these are the words of Jesus, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. So that marked the beginning of a new dispensation, if you will, a new covenant. Since that time, Jesus was saying, the gospel of the kingdom has been spreading, and every man, note, that's what he said, every man, those were his words, presseth into it. That means that the salvation that God was offering was no longer just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well. And it becomes a personal, specific concern for every individual who becomes convinced of their need for salvation. Now, let's be a little more precise. Let's look at that actual word, presseth, presseth into it. That Greek word is biazo or biazomai. That's B-I-A-Z-O-M-A-I, and it's used only twice in the New Testament. The first location was in Luke 16 and 16, and that means Jesus was referring to someone who presses himself in with energy. And in Matthew 11, 12, it was had the meaning of the kingdom of God was overpowered. Matthew 11 and 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Various translations render this same verse, the kingdom is taken by force, the kingdom of heaven is enduring violent assault. So there's that sense of pressing and suffering violence. Luke 16 and 16 says in the various translations, anyone presses in, everyone has been crowding or storming his way in. And that root word is bia, B-I-A. It's a feminine noun meaning violence or strength. Now, what am I doing? I'm sharing that many times the Holy Spirit will give layers of meaning to a particular verse of Scripture. Let me share some comments from Dr. Spyros Sohadides from the Word Study Dictionary, and he gives a clarification of the meaning of biasso. It means to overpower, to impel, and also to rush into without proper thought and repentance. So, in Matthew 11 and 12, we could say a violent person is one who uses force, but also one who hurries with eagerness and with haste and appropriates some good thing without measuring the consequences of such an action. For example, there may be, in fact, that's even true today, there are many, it's not necessarily in this nation so much, but in other places like in the Middle East, if someone converts to Christianity, there is not only unpleasant, but sometimes dangerous persecution by one's own household. Even their lives are in danger. In Matthew 10:36, Jesus declared, "And a man's foes shall be they of his own household." So, in looking at Matthew 11 and 12, which declares, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." One understanding or interpretation of this by literal meaning of those Greek words, it could refer to those who actually heard the preaching of John the Baptist, and they came to him to be baptized, but they did not truly repent of their sins. They might have said to themselves, "Oh, let's hurry to be baptized. Let's accept the advantages of what this John the Baptist is talking about by the mere physical act of baptism." But they had never repented and believed in Christ. They were, rushing into the kingdom. And in Luke 16 and 16, that verse also implies the thoughtless eagerness with which the gospel was seized in the minds of men who, perhaps in an agitated or emotional state, used their own energy as if the kingdom could be had as something to be grasped. And when we think about this, we can see today, as and if you have ever heard any of these surveys, for example, there may be great evangelists and they say, "Oh, so many thousands came forth, so many hundreds came forth to receive Christ as Savior," when actual research is done as a follow-up as to how many continue, that actual percentage is extremely small. So we can see that this principle, people just on an emotional basis, they don't count the cost, they don't consider soberly and very seriously what the gospel invitation means. Jesus said if we're to follow him, we're to take up our cross, we're to deny ourselves, we have to understand it's not just fire insurance out of hell, but it is a call to be a disciple of Christ. And so many today come forward eagerly and they haven't really experienced repentance and they haven't counted the cost of accepting Jesus. They may seize the moment in their own energy or sort of like as a whim, like, "Oh, why not? I'll give it a try." But they're not saved unless they really truly repent and believed and are accepted by Christ. Every man who will enter, there's an act of the will, and not just lightly. You know, Jesus said that our words are very important, and we should be very careful of what we say, and because that's an indication of where our heart is at. Now, why am I sharing this? Because as I was sharing, the point of this as we go on through these different interpretations or understanding of, I'm just looking at two scriptures, that we have to understand not only the ability of the Holy Spirit to interpret scripture to us, but understand in the varying translations that are available today, some almost seem to contradict one another. For example, the Amplified says, until John came, there were the law and the prophets. Since then, the good news, or the gospel, of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone strives violently to go in, would rather force his own way rather than God's way into it. And that's, you know, as we consider that, there are various interpretations and lines of thought, and that's the result of one's use of the meaning of words. And so, beloved, the people, including the Pharisees, were attempting to force their way into it. The Pharisees, for example, were trying to be righteous before God by their fasting, by their vigorous study of the law. You know, the religious leaders definitely wanted a kingdom, but not the kind that Jesus was offering. As they resisted the message, they were attempting to establish their own rule, and they were attempting to lay claim to the kingdom of heaven as their own. The NIV says, the translation says, forcefully advancing, and it could be rendered in the passive as is violently treated. So the kingdom had been subject to violence, and evil men were trying to take it by force. They were trying to gain the advantage, but not by doing it God's way. The religious leaders were forceful men. They were resisting the movement introduced by John and Jesus, as well as his disciples. So we see that these are some very significant considerations as we study the scripture, and also because it's a very thought-provoking scripture. What was Jesus saying in these two renditions in the gospel? Well, we're still just getting into this, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on. If you have prayer needs, I do want to invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.